welcome to the Will Leach Experience Podcast. It is trivia time here with Frank Schwab from Yahoo's NFL blog Shutdown Corner. Frank, thanks for hanging on with me.
No problem.
All right, so here's how it works. We have 200 points on the board. You are okay. The 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 20-something-esque competitor. The 87 is the lowest score, so hopefully you'll get over 87. We don't mention the name of the person that did it. You can actually see it on my official site, my Tumblr, where I have a listing about how everyone's done. Chuck Culpepper is the all-time best at 167 because he's Culpepper. Your colleague Jeff Passan at 161 is second all-time.
Nice job,
he's
Passan.
A smart guy. Yeah. So the way it works is we have four different categories. Total of 200 points. I'll explain each of them as they go. But first off is current events toss-ups. These are 5 points apiece based on things currently going on in the world of sports. Just simple, basic toss-up questions. Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
5 points apiece. Here we go. Question number one. Only one current NFL city has never hosted nor had their team play in the Super Bowl. What city is it?
It has to be Cleveland.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two. What is the name of the Major League Baseball commissioner who took over the job on Sunday?
Oh, wow. I should know this. I do not know. That's embarrassing. I don't know.
The correct answer is Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred. Question number three. Who won the Pro Bowl?
Oh, no. I was there. I should know this. It was the team that didn't have Andy Dalton. Do I get points for that? Nope. It was... Team Carter.
That is incorrect. Michael Irvin's team won. That was funny. Okay, question number four. Where is next year's Pro Bowl?
It's in Hawaii. They're going back to Hawaii.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number five. The coaches captains of this year's Pro Bowl were Michael Irvin and Chris Carter, the second year they've used the former player captain format. Name either of the retired players, both Hall of Famers, who coached last year's team.
Oh God! I didn't even watch. I was traveling to New York. Jerry Rice.
That's correct for 5 points. I figured that you were doing enough contortions there. I suspected the right answer was going to come out. The other was Deion Sanders.
That's right. Yes.
Question number six. What college basketball coach won his 1,000th career game on Sunday?
That's Mike Krzyzewski. I could spell it for you if I get extra.
That's not necessary. Just K is fine. That's correct for 5 points. Question number seven. There are currently two undefeated teams in college basketball. Name either.
Virginia and Kentucky.
Or name both. That's correct for 5 points. Question number eight. What player has scored the most points in Super Bowl history?
Jerry Rice.
Correct for 5 points. Question number nine. Who is the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl?
That would be Miss Katy Perry.
That's correct.
I was going to get that one. Come on.
And question number 10. What NBA team has won its last 16, perhaps by this point, 17 games?
The Atlanta Hawks.
That's correct for 5 points.
They've also covered the spread in like 21 of 22, but not that I would know.
Oh, no, please. Not in this establishment. Correct. You got 40 points. Well done. You are well on your way.
That's nice.
So, okay, the next is the topical category. I give one overarching question, and then there are subcategories. Like, for example, if I said, who is the coach of the following NFL teams?
Yes.
And then I would say 10 NFL teams. Each of those would be worth 5 points.
Gotcha.
Fairly self-explanatory.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to name a Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
You tell me the team he won the MVP with.
Oh, easy. Sure.
Okay. All right, question number one, Marcus Allen.
The Los Angeles Raiders.
Correct. I would have given you Oakland Raiders.
I appreciate it.
But number two, Harvey Martin.
Dallas Cowboys.
Correct. Number three, Dexter Jackson.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Correct. Number four, Kurt Warner.
St. Louis Rams.
Correct. Number five, Desmond Howard.
Green Bay Packers.
Correct. Number six, Otis Anderson.
New York Giants.
Correct. Number seven, Fred Biletnikoff.
Oakland Raiders.
Correct. Number eight, Jake Scott.
Miami Dolphins.
Correct. Number nine, Lynn Dawson.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Correct. Number 10, Malcolm Smith.
That was Seattle Seahawks.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, I can actually, and I've done this for my wife, I can name all the MVPs in a row. So
wow. Well, then
I can't. Then that, I'm
so
a nerd.
That, yeah, so that, no, that's not, that's you, then
I thought you were going to ask me what number of the Super Bowl, and that would have screwed me up. Because
that would have been too hard. That would have been too hard. I actually thought about doing that because on the last podcast, I had Will Brinson from CBS, and I had him give me, I gave him the Super Bowl number and the team that won, and he had to tell me who lost.
Oh,
so which you know, and I, which he, or maybe the other way around, whatever it was. So, and he did very well, but I thought, but it's hard just to do the Super Bowl number.
Because the Roman numerals screw you up. Yes. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what Super Bowl 14 was.
That would have been too hard. I think that would have been too hard, but that may have been too easy because you got all 10. All right, next is so very well done. Next is team nicknames. I, for 10 points, I will give you the name of a team and their league affiliation. Like if I said, for example, just off the top of my head, the St. Louis baseball team. For 10 points, you could say Cardinals. But if you did not know, and you do not, if you guess, you don't get to go to the hint. If you did not know, I would give you the name of the stadium they play at and their mascot. And that would be for 5 points. So gotcha. 10 points if you don't need the hint, 5 points if you do. Question number one. Durham Triple A Minor League Baseball Team.
The Bulls.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and their mascot is Wool E. Bull. Whatever that means.
That would have given it away. Yeah. I think I got it.
Sometimes they help. Sometimes they help, and sometimes they don't. Question number two. The London NFL Europe Team.
The London Monarchs.
Correct for 10 points. Yeah, they play at both White Hart Lane, which I think is home of the Tottenham Hotspur soccer team, and Wembley Stadium. And then they stopped going to Wembley because nobody went to the games. their mascot was the Lion. All right. Question number three. The University of Denver men's and women's basketball teams.
That would be the Pioneers. I live like 3 minutes down the street.
Well done. Well done for 10 points. They play at where do they play?
They play at the Ritchie Center.
Oh, this says the Magnus Arena, but I may have
that. Yeah, that would work too, but okay. It's in the Ritchie
and they Center. They have an unofficial mascot named Denver Boone, who apparently the students are always trying to bring back. It's like the chief at Illinois, except less offensive, though maybe still a little offensive. Anyway, so yes. Question number four, the Northern Illinois football team.
That would be the Huskies.
Correct for 10 points. You are kicking it, my friend. They
got the commissioner wrong. I'm still mad about it.
Their mascot is they play at Husky Stadium, and their mascot is Victor E. Husky. Those would have helped. Question number five, the New York WNBA team.
The Liberty.
Correct for 5 points. We are in serious danger of record company here. You are already at 140. The all-time record, as I've mentioned before, is 167 from Chuck Culpepper. You are already in third place, and we have not even gotten to Outburst yet. Ooh. Now, Outburst is a little harder.
Mad about getting Manfred wrong, though. It's going to bother me all day, Will.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. We've got plenty of time. The way Outburst works, we put 1 minute on the clock. You have it's like the game Outburst when you were a kid. I don't know if anybody else played it, but I say an overarching category, and you have 1 minute to say as many the things fall under that category as possible. Sure. Like if I said, for example, books of the first 10 books of the Bible, you would have 1 minute to mention Genesis, Quran. I don't know what they are. It's actually very sad. But anyway, you got those rules. 1 minute on the clock. Yep. Okay, we are in rarefied air here. You're already at 140. I'm actually a little terrified. So here we go. You need 27 points out of the next 50. You need to get roughly half of everything to break the all-time record. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 states to host a Super Bowl. Counting this one. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 states. I will tell you yes or no. So keep going. Like, you don't get penalized if you get one wrong.
Gotcha.
So last 10 states to host a Super Bowl. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Arizona.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Louisiana.
Yes.
I already said Arizona. Hasn't been in California in a while. Oh, now I'm sure. Florida.
Yes.
It's one of them. I got to think of the Super Bowls here. I got the Jacksonville, Florida. Georgia?
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
the California, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia. I got Jersey. I got this.
Here are the six you have: Arizona, New Jersey, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, and Texas.
Yes. No, they didn't have it in Missouri.
10 seconds.
Minnesota.
Yes.
It goes back that far. Okay. Michigan. And
time. You did get Michigan. That did count. That is correct. Ooh. So you got 2, 4, 6, 8. Pretty good. Pretty good for as much as you were worried there. You got Arizona, New Jersey, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Texas.
Which ones did I miss?
And Michigan. Well, it's funny. You actually said this state, but did not say it as a guest. California is in fact one of the last 10. And the other is
Indiana. The Buccaneers Raiders.
And the other is Indiana.
Yes. I did not think of that one. Never considered.
All right, so that's 8. Again, very good shape. We could be witnessing history happen, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This is a little complicated, but I think it will make sense.
Okay.
There's only 9. That's why I had to do an extra little point here. 9 teams have been to the Super Bowl but have never won. Name those 9 teams, and name the 2 team. And for the last point, name the 2 teams of those who have been to 4 Super Bowls but have never won. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Well, it's the Bills and Vikings.
Okay, there's 3 points right there. Yes.
The Chargers. They've won. The Panthers.
Yes.
The Cardinals.
Yes.
I already said the Vikings. Saints won. The Falcons.
Yes.
The Eagles.
Yes.
The Browns ever had the Bengals.
Yes. You need one
Bengals
more.
Bengals be one of them.
Missing one.
The Jets won.
10 seconds.
The Ravens won. The Steelers won. The Jacksonville, the Titans.
That's correct. Just Woo! Under the buzzer. Just under the buzzer. That is correct. You are now 9 points away from the all-time record. Thought no one would ever touch Culpepper, and here we are.
Feeling pretty good.
On Super Bowl week. So we have 30 points left to go. You only need 9. 1 minute on the clock. The Super Bowl's all-time leading passers by yards.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Brady.
Sorry. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Brady, Montana.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
Bart Starr?
No.
It had to be guys who got to multiple Super Bowls, obviously. Jim Plunkett? No. The Montana Young. Aikman.
Aikman, yes. Young.
Favre?
No. Favre, no.
Elway. Elway's one.
Elway, yes.
I got to think of the losers here, too. Roger Staubach?
Yes. 10 seconds.
And Ben Roethlisberger?
And Roethlisberger under the buzzer, yes, before time. That is correct. You got 8. So now you're only 1 point away, so I think you may get it. You got Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, John Elway, Roger Staubach, and Ben Roethlisberger. You missed Jim Kelly. And Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So you are now at 100 and you were at 140. Now you're at 158, 166. You literally need 1 Oof. To tie and 2 to win out of the next 20 points. Not really. Yeah, now you can just start. Like, you got 20 chances here. All right, 1 minute on the clock. The Super Bowl's all-time leading rushers by yards.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
That'd be Franco Harris.
Yes.
Thurman Thomas.
Yes.
Ooh. Patriots really don't have anybody. Marcus Allen.
Yes.
Otis Anderson?
No.
Oh. Hmm. Not Willie Parker. Willie Parker?
No.
Okay. Terrell Davis.
Yes.
Timmy Smith?
Yes.
I should have won MVP. Chuck Foreman?
No.
No?
No. Wow.
That surprises me. Tony Dorsett?
No. 10 seconds.
Roger Craig?
Yes.
I said Thurman Thomas. Emmitt Smith?
Yes. And time. Very well done. That's 7. That puts you over the lead, but we're not ready to celebrate that yet.
Okay.
You got Franco Harris, Thurman Thomas, Marcus Allen, Terrell Davis, Timmy Smith, Roger Craig, and Emmitt Smith. You missed Larry Zonka, John Riggins.
Oh, yeah. That's
and,
a good one.
And one I can't imagine you would have gotten, Antoine Smith.
Really?
Yeah. Antoine Smith is number 10.
No, I would never have gotten that.
Yeah,
never.
That's pretty wild. So, all right. So here we are. Hang on. Let's cue you up here. You have a total of, you've already set the record, so we're not even going to count that up. But, all right, let's see. So last category, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The Super Bowl's all-time leading receivers by yards. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Rice.
Yes.
Swan.
Yes.
Andre Reed.
Yes.
Antonio Freeman?
Yes.
Rod Smith?
No.
No. Paul Warfield?
No.
Max McGee?
No.
He only played. Troy Brown?
No.
Oh. Isaac Bruce?
No.
No. Oh, man. John Stallworth?
Yes.
Blitnikoff?
No.
Hmm. This one's throwing me off. Vance Johnson?
No.
Ricky Nateel?
No. 10 seconds.
Michael Irvin?
Yes.
And
time. Very well done. You got 6. You got Jerry Rice, Lynn Swann, Andre Reed, Antonio Freeman, John Stallworth, not Dante, and Michael Irvin. You missed Dion Branch.
Oh.
Ricky Sanders.
Oh.
Hines Ward.
Oh, I didn't expect
and
that.
And Wes Welka. Wes Welka. So, that was my Boston accent.
That's a tough
accent.
One. That's
hope
tough.
Hope you enjoyed
one.
That. Hope you enjoyed my Boston accent. So
that was pretty good.
Very, yeah, pretty great, right? Okay, so you ended up total with, let's see, that's 16, 26, 33, 39. With 179 points out of a possible 200, not only did you beat the all-time record, you obliterated the all-time record.
I appreciate that.
So congratulations, sir.
I'm perfect for Trivial Pursuit when I play with my wife, because my wife can do all the other pies. She's really smart, but she knows nothing about sports, and yet I'm an idiot savant. I can get all the – whenever it goes on green – I just come in from the bullpen, get that question right, and then she does the rest.
Now
it's,
we know.
It's pretty good.
So now forgive me the obvious pun here. But like stump the schwab. I apologize, but like that is undeniable. I thank you for doing it for, so I didn't actually have to do it. But seriously, congratulations. I wish I had music for you.
It would have been nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, all right. Hang on. So we'll say goodbye to you. We'll say goodbye to you, and I'll cue something up on my phone. But seriously, thank you for doing this, man. Congratulations. 179 points. Beating
take that
Chuck
pass.
Open.
Yeah, I'm the Yahoo King.
Chuck by a lot. Like Chuck, I really felt like was never gonna. It's a very impressive achievement, and so I congratulate you, sir.
As I said, I did regale my wife with every single Super Bowl MVP of all time. So this is the kind of stuff I think about all day.
Did you woo her or that way?
No, she probably thought about divorce at that point.
All right, well, fine. I had to cue up some Queen for you.
I appreciate it. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's just background music. We're not going to make... I don't want to have to pay a fee. So, congratulations, Frank. You did really amazing work.
I appreciate it. It's a proud moment. It's a proud moment.
There you go. Congratulations. I had to get you that. I had to give you that.
I appreciate it. That's,
yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, I probably just caused MLB.com so many fines. I just took a song and just played it on my show. And I'm not Spotify. All right. Thank you to Frank Schwab. He's the NFL writer for Yahoo NFL blog. Shutdown Corner. You can follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab, YAHOOSCHWAB. He is our new trivia champion, wiping everybody else out. Congratulations, Frank, and thanks for coming on with me.
Appreciate it, man.
Awesome. Be safe, everyone. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And everyone play along to see, because sometimes people will say, I made questions too easy or they made questions too hard. I feel like these were appropriate Super Bowl questions. And he just aced them. So congratulations. Thanks again, Frank. I'll see you out in Arizona. Though I'm already out in Arizona now. So I'll see you. Are you behind me? Oh, anyway.
I think we're in Mountain Time Zone, yes.
Okay, all right.
Long forgotten Mountain Time Zone.
All right, be safe, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, dude.